Parental Responsibility. August 5th, 1901. Parents are responsible for the salvation of their children. For the first 10 years of a child's life, it should be kept in the home school, with the father and mother as guardians and teachers. Children should be taught to obey the command, "Honor thy father and mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee." Exodus 20, verse 12. Children are to become acquainted with their parents, and in turn, parents are to become acquainted with their children. Both parents and children are to learn to fulfill their duty to God and to one another. From their earliest years, children should be trained to carry their share of the home burdens. They should be taught that obligations are mutual. They should also be taught to work quickly and thoroughly. This education will prove of the greatest value to them in after years. Much of the malformation of an ill-trained child's character lies at the mother's door. The mother should not accept burdens in the church which compel her to neglect her children. The best work in which a mother can engage is to see that no stitches are dropped in the training of her children. A well-disciplined, well-ordered family exerts a more powerful influence in favor of Christianity than all the sermons that can be preached. In no other way can a mother help the church more than by devoting her time to those who are dependent upon her for instruction and training. Sabbath school teachers can do much to help the faithful mother by speaking pleasant, encouraging words to the children in Sabbath school and out of Sabbath school. Parents who think that there is no need of restraining their children, who allow them to shape their own characters, will see in the future the sad result of their great neglect. They will see that their neglect to point out and correct defects has placed their children where they will never enter heaven. From generation to generation, the neglect of parents is perpetuated. The evils uncorrected in a child are seen in the children and in the children's children. The Lord places the sin where it belongs. Parents, the sin you permit your child to cherish may result in the ruin of families to the third and fourth generation. To allow a child to grow up with wrong tendencies unreproved and uncorrected is to do a wrong which can never be undone. But to bring children up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord is to do a work which will yield fruit unto righteousness. Fathers and mothers, prize your privileges and improve your opportunities.